with another episode of Bikes and Brews.
Red Monkey Sports.
Red Monkey Sports. And this is Kenji.
Yeah, and this is Carl.
Thank you.
This time.
We're introducing each other.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's good. Carl, are we on mountain bikes today, or are we talking about road stuff?
Shut it.
I mean, you're...
Shut it.
You're clearly missed the dress code.
I do get the spandex on.
I know.
And I'll throw it over the saddle. But before we do that, we're going to talk about this beer that's sitting on this table over here and on that end of the table over there.
Yes.
This is a special beer. I don't know this beer.
I don't either. It's got a Viking for a label. It is an Icelandic
toasted... It's not a Viking.
Yeah, it is.
It's Icelandic.
Brochacho.
Those
are Vikings.
The Vikings go to... No, that's from way up in the Scandinavian countries. Is Iceland cap? Well, they sailed their ships to there, but I don't know if they're from there.
I think they're Vikings in Iceland.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. This is a toasted porter.
Yeah.
And from Iceland. What is the name of this country?
Go for the name. Tell us how it's done.
Einstok. With the two eyes over the top. It looks like a smiley face with a big circle on it. It's like Mr. Bill. Do you know what Mr. Bill is? That's way before your time. Do you know what Mr. Bill is?
No. I have no idea what you're talking
about. You have to Google Mr. Bill.
I don't know, man.
Mr. Bill. Okay, never mind. I'm dating myself right now. I'm older than dirt. I know that. Okay, go ahead. You can.
Einstok. All good.
Go with it. You know what it is.
C'est femme l'adore. So this is a special made. So this is kind of like a limited edition toasted.
You're avoiding talking about the label right now.
I tried.
That was smooth as sandpaper.
200 grit straight to the face.
Sven's going to go freaking nuts. Yeah.
Sven, huh?
Sven. Sven's gonna go nuts. Einstok.
Right. Einstok.
Cheers.
Einstok. Cheers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's pretty light.
It's kind of.
I was expecting it to hit a lot harder.
Porters don't really.
With the caramel and the chocolatey.
And the coffee.
I do
taste the coffee.
It's a very lightweight porter.
Breeze out.
I could drink a lot of these. Yeah. I like this. This is good. This is a good porter.
It's got a good
aftertaste. I like this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Changes everything.
Chicken dinner.
Okay. All right. Contact point. What are we doing?
All right. We're talking about another contact point, which is the grip. And in case of the road, it's bar grip.
Bar tape.
Thanks.
Bar grip.
It's like an axe grip, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you wrapped your axe in this bar tape, you'd be pretty
stoked. Battle axe.
If you were a Viking and you needed...
A Viking.
The grip for massive
Sven.
Uncontrolled slaying. Yeah, Sven needs his axe in his hand
not,
all the time.
Do not slip with your axe.
Exactly.
Yes.
Then you want bar tape.
Yes.
On your axe.
Okay, let's talk about our wielding axe right here with this bar tape on it.
Yeah. I think you should name your next road bike the wielded axe.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to wield my axe.
Yeah. I think we need to work that into
my axe.
We need to work that into the vernacular.
You know, I slipped that in right there.
Yeah, I know. I tried to ignore it, but yeah.
I know. That's a bad joke. God, that's a bad joke. Suck. All right, thickness. Let's talk about comfort. I mean, that's your contact. If your hands are touching the bars all day or for an hour or racing, whatever.
6 hours. 7 hours.
You can go ride your bike for 6 hours. I'll watch a movie and you can join me after. I'm kind of picky and I kind of go ghetto with it. I like cork.
Straight ghetto. Old school.
Old school. Yeah. I like the tactile feel. And a lot of these Excuse me. Bjork is coming through. Einstock.
It's the Viking coming back mm-hmm. up your throat.
Mm-hmm. I like cork because even when I sweat like crazy, I still have grip. These are better. These are a lot better these
days. There's been massive headway in that. You know, it used to be the polymer stuff, the plastic stuff, the non-cork stuff used to be really stiff.
It was okay, but then it would be super stiff, slippery. And it would get slippery when you, especially when you got sweaty.
Yeah.
And I'm the kind of guy, like, especially when the bars started having shape to them and they weren't just around, you know, with the advent of modern shapes.
Yeah, the Ergo bars.
The Ergo bars, not the super flat
the
ones,
Aero bars.
The Aero bars. Yeah. What is it? ICU incompatible, because I still like to write on my forearms.
Yeah, like my UCI.
Sorry,
UCI. You're very ICU compatible if you're doing that. You're gonna end up in the ICU apparently.
I'm gonna be in the ICU in two seconds.
I do. I have a story about that. I used to use the old school polymer-based bar tape, and one day I went. It was the first time I'd used this tape, and I went down onto the bars like that, and it was new bar tape, and I had no idea what to expect, and I almost slipped off that thing. It was.
It would
scary.
Suck. That scares 28, the
28 miles
the
an
Jesus
hour.
Out of me. So
I like personally. I like the polymer-based tapes. I like the grip. And I like the thinner ones too. Again, goes back to road feel. Like I like to be able to feel the little bit of buzz and know where my traction is.
Yeah, the thicker ones, I think usually I associate it with like Paris-Roubaix, getting that comfort. And there is a certain amount of truth to that. You do get comfort of it because you have no suspension on a road bike.
Right.
You know, so you get a lot of that absorption through your hands. But I still like to feel the road for the most part. So that's why cork and there's different widths.
The roads we ride on are generally pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. We're not hammering through potholes and things like that on a daily basis.
But, yeah. I mean, obviously they come in nerdy colors.
Yeah. You can match your bike. You can get all matchy-matchy about it. Your kit.
But I want a texture. If I don't get the cork, I need to have a texture that grips, that stays good in the sweat, and that's important.
Yeah.
A lot of these ones, especially these modern ones, they have that good balance of grip. Even in when you start sweating, they replace the cork nowadays, and you can get away with it. But I don't like it too thick. It's still a tactile thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's about it for bar tape.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a personal preference thing. Again, it's going to be depending on what kind of riding you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, try out a bunch of different ones and see
in
where
style,
you land.
I mean, you got to look good. You know, that's why I like a bar tape like this.
Black.
There's these, what?
Black.
Oh, yeah. That high is no white bar tape.
Stop it.
I'm not that guy.
Stop it.
Yeah. But like these.
White bar shape does look good, but you got to have a white saddle to go with it.
Yeah.
It's got to be clean.
The Velomonte.
It's got to be Velominati. I don't know who Monty is.
I don't know either.
But does he ride a bike? Does Monty ride?
You're speaking Icelandic. But I like the two-tone because like some rolls come in where they actually change color halfway through, like this one.
Yeah, those are slick.
Goes from pink, which you like, to hotter pink.
Which I really like.
Which you really like.
I have a pair of pants.
Okay. Bjork.
Bjork has a pair of pants like that, too. You know.
Anyways, that should wrap this one up. Let's wrap it up. And that's it for this episode.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
And send it.
Send it. Good night, Sven.